It's stories from Theo and Matt. Ah, Theo, how are you today?
Good.
Hey, what do you think about biographies?
Biographies. Here's our list. There's gonna be our song coming up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, I've got an idea.
Yes?
Have you ever heard of secret sound?
No.
Secret sound is where we make a noise on this side, but they can't see it, right?
Yeah.
The audience can't see what we're doing, but they can guess what we're doing with what. And then they could send a message saying, yeah, I think it's a blackboard, or I think it's two wooden sticks, or something like that. Do you reckon we could make a noise up and try to get the kids to guess?
Yeah? Secret sound! Secret sound! Now guess it! Right now! Secret sound! Secret sound! Oh yeah! Guess it now!
Hey kids, Theo's back. He has in his hands what will be the secret sound. Now Theo, would you like to come over here? Here's the microphone. And this is your secret sound. Go! Ooh. Ooh, that sounds distinctive. What could that be? Fairly distinctive. All right. So, that is the secret sound. We think that you should guess what it is. So they should send a message to Instagram, maybe? And let us know what you think it is. We will let you know who wins very, very shortly. All right. Hey, Theo.
In our next episode.
Yeah, maybe in our next episode. Billie Jean King was an amazing women's tennis player.
Wow.
I can tell you that. And we are going to learn all about her in today's episode of... Billie Jean was a little girl born on the sunny coast of California. Her family loved all kinds of sport, and her dad always encouraged her and her brother to run after any ball. Relaxing on the beach with her brother and looks like her parents. The game she liked most was baseball. She even thought of becoming a professional player. But during her first baseball game, she realized she was the only girl on the field. There was no place for her past the kids' teams. Oh, I think that means that she could only play the kids' teams, but there were no girls' teams. She tried many sports until she discovered tennis. It was love at first serve. Her favorite things were running and hitting a ball, and tennis had both. Oh, yeah. Best of all, girls and boys could play together. Billie Jean did lots of gardening and housework to save enough money to buy her first tennis racket. When she finally held it in her hands, she felt like a champion. Oh, she looks like a champion too. She asked her mum to drive her to a court in the city where a professional tennis player was giving free lessons. He became her first coach and she became his best pupil ever. Do you know what pupil means?
What?
Student. After her first session, Billie Jean knew what she wanted to do in life. Tennis taught her to play by the rules, to know what it feels like to win and lose, and to be a better person. One day at a tournament, Billie Jean was pushed aside from a team picture because she was wearing shorts. What's the big deal there? Why can't she wear shorts? That's silly. That was the dumbest reason not to be in a picture she had ever heard. But that wasn't all. There were no sports scholarships for girls in college, and women received smaller prizes than men for winning the same tournaments. The higher Billie Jean climbed in tennis, the more she realized her biggest battle would be off the court. Ah, because they're not being very fair to women and girls. She founded the Women's Tennis Association with 8 other bold tennis players. Look, they're going to form their own tennis league. They all shared a dream to achieve equal pay and opportunities for men and women in sports. In one single season, Billie Jean won 3 Grand Slams, the most important tournaments in the world. She became the first tennis player and the first woman ever to be named Sportsperson of the Year. Wow, good on her. She was so famous that Bobby Riggs, a windbag tennis champion, challenged her to a match called the Battle of the Sexes. He thought it would be easy to win against a woman, huh? But Billie Jean showed him who the real champion was. Who do you think won, Theo?
Billie Jean.
Yeah, he was a little bit too confident, old Bobby Riggs. Billie Jean wanted to make tennis a team sport, not a battle. Together with her first husband, Larry, and with the support of Alana, her later partner, she helped start a new league where all kids would play together. The day the first sports scholars were given to women, Billie Jean felt happier than she had lifting any trophy. She was not just a world tennis champion, but the little girl who dreamt of changing things, and did. Billie Jean King, everybody! That's amazing, and now we're looking at a couple of real photos of her holding the Wimbledon trophy, holding another trophy, and even meeting President Barack Obama. Wow. Theo is in the middle of eating the secret sound. I'll give you a hint, it's early in the morning. And, gee, they're tasty, these things, I tell you what. We'll see you soon, kids. Bye!